Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi there, you are listening to The Daily Home Edit, the official podcast from the team at Home Beautiful. I'm Features Editor Holly Byrne, and today I'm joined by a very inspiring lady, Lottie Diehl. She's a former colleague, actually, and the founder of Banish, an eco-friendly and plastic-free online store on a mission to help us reduce our waste and ecological footprint. Welcome to the studio, Lottie.
Thanks for having me.
Now, ever since Marie Kondo came onto the scene, and even probably before that, actually, we've become totally obsessed with decluttering. And I say we because I've absolutely fallen victim to the decluttering movement myself. But what I noticed when I turned my home completely upside down, decluttering and trying to spark joy wherever I could, was that I created a whole lot of waste. I was throwing a lot out. And so that's where I wanted you to come in with some expert advice on how to approach decluttering responsibly. Have you noticed that as well with decluttering?
Yes, I definitely have. And I think we can thank your friend Marie Kondo for that. But decluttering, and I think even the whole minimalist movement, is a huge thing that is happening right now. And to become a minimalist, you do need to, as you say, get rid of a whole lot of stuff. But how can we do that responsibly and sustainably? And it's a lot harder than a lot of people think, because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, and you can't just grab all your clutter and put it outside and hope for the best.
Absolutely. I mean, I found when I started decluttering my house, first of all, like, where did I even start with decluttering? But then it becomes that same question with the waste. Like, where do I start with? In the bedroom, I had piles of clothes, I had books, I had so much going on. So what is the best way to approach it responsibly?
So I think if you can, I think, as you say, go room by room is a great idea. But then I think getting different segments and separating your waste into different piles is going to be great. It's going to drive you a little bit insane to start with, because the whole reason you're doing this is to declutter, and then you've got piles of trash sitting everywhere. But I do think if you can break everything down, so you've got clothing, books, e-waste is a huge one. If we can be separating them into that, even things like old batteries and light bulbs, there's everything that we can separate, and then you can kind of take those and take them to their new homes nice and safely.
So e-waste is an interesting one that I wouldn't have thought of. What is classified as e-waste?
E-waste is absolutely everything. So it can be anything from TVs and computers to things like your old headphone cords that don't fit your iPhone that you've got now. Or it can be
so many cords.
Exactly, so many cords. So you can do all of these different things. And with e-waste in particular, so much of it goes to landfill, and it's so, so damaging for the environment. So Officeworks takes a lot of your e-waste. Literally, all you need to do is take it in store. Wow. And they will take it off your hands for free. They also take all of your batteries, Officeworks do as well.
Amazing.
And all of your old pens. You know, when you've got pens that kind of run out of ink, or that you've lost a lid, so everything's going out. So Officeworks is a great place to take a lot of those funny bits that you wouldn't even think about. A lot of councils as well do run collection points. So if you just look on your local council's website, generally they'll have a day every couple of months where you can just go and drop off all of your e-waste. But I also think places like Facebook Marketplace and Gumtree are a great way to get rid of products that you don't need, but somebody else would absolutely love and will treasure that forever. So I've been doing that, particularly for me, shifting away from e-waste to furniture.
Yeah, so I was going to say I've definitely got rid of some furniture on Marketplace.
Exactly. And it's so easy. Literally, it'll be snapped up within a couple of hours, because as it's great that we can use things like curbside collection, that the council does provide that for us, but 84% of curbside collection ends up in landfill.
Really?
So it's kind of what we want to be putting out there is things like polystyrene and things that we know that we can't actually get rid of ourselves. And if we can be giving away anything else and it's going to go to somebody else's home and they're actually going to get use out of it, then that's the best case scenario. So when it comes to clothing, for example, I'd try and sell anything that I could. If I spend a lot of money on stuff, I'd try and get rid of it in kind of specific brands' Facebook groups. I'd look on eBay and try and sell things through that. And then if I can't, anything that's a value, that's a good brand name, that you know that somebody like an op shop will be able to resell it, take it to an op shop and give it to them. But if it's something that is so old and manky and gross and you know that no one's ever going to want to buy it again, don't give it to an op shop because you're just giving these charities more work to do. Take it somewhere like H&M because what they do is they actually take all of those scraps and they make them into rags and they make them into clothing and textiles again.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, so H&M will literally take everything. I think they might even give you a voucher as well, a discount voucher to use in store. So that's a great way. So even separating your clothing into kind of sellable and then unsellable clothes is a great option.
Quick question on selling clothes. If we sell it on eBay, how should we post it without using one of those plastic Australia Post yep. parcels?
Well, first of all, if you do a little bit of online shopping yourself, I'd even just get whatever you kind of your parcel came in, turn it inside out and send that
Genius.
Back, reuse it, because then you're not throwing it out. Or then I would literally just wrap it in a bit of brown paper. Use an old shoebox, anything like that. Australia Post have just brought in a new initiative now. They used to charge you more for using your own packaging,
yep.
but they've just reneged on that, I think, as of October last year. So now
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it was very expensive.
Extremely expensive. So you can just now go into your local Australia Post, get a little sticker label and pop it on the top and then you're good to go.
Well, that's great. I had no idea about that. So that's very useful information.
Exactly. And I've got a couple of friends that kind of when they're selling things on eBay, they kind of go, oh, well, I paid $350 for this dress, so I'm not going to accept anything less than $300. You kind of go, that's great, and I love that kind of spirit, that hustler spirit in you. But at the end of the day, if you can get $20 for that dress and it goes to somebody who's going to reuse it over and over again, it's better than going to landfill.
Yeah, I mean, put yourself in the buyer's shoes. I wouldn't be paying $300 for a used dress. I can understand why people wouldn't want to.
Exactly.
Are there any other forgotten sections of the home when it comes to decluttering? Bathrooms, I feel like, are particularly... There's more plastic than you think as well. Like, I'm just realising having this conversation how much plastic is in my home.
I know. It's a bit crazy and ridiculous, but don't feel too overwhelmed. I think you just need to use up what you've got. That's the most important thing is don't go throwing everything out. You need to use up what you've got and then dispose of that responsibly and then move on. There's no point buying a brand new dress if you've got a perfectly good one at home. I think we just need to be making sure that we use everything and then move on. But also share with friends. If you've got a friend who's kind of been eyeing off that dress or kind of comments every time you wear it, say, you know what, I've worn this 250 times. Do you want to wear it 200 times? Because you can have it yourself. So I think it's all about kind of coming back to that sharing community and going back to, yeah, just knowing your neighbours, knowing your friends, mi casa, su casa, like everything.
I love that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your expert advice today, Lottie, and joining us in the studio. That's a wrap for the Daily Home Edit today. If you enjoyed this one, don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. We'll see you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.